Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has criticized the U.S. Supreme Court's abortion decisions, calling them a, quote, aberration of constitutional law, close quote. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Now, this court of appeals, it sits in Atlanta, Georgia, called the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. It governs the southeastern part of the United States, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. A case went before it out of Alabama, and it is a law that would ban what's called dismemberment abortions of live unborn babies, known as the dilation and extraction or D&E type of abortion, where
it's
you literally dismember
yeah.
the body alive. Now, the court decision, and we're going to read from some of these statements, actually said under the current Supreme Court rulings, this law does not pass the Supreme Court precedents. So they struck it down. But in doing so, they lamented that they had to. And they said that the abortion decisions from the Supreme Court represent an aberration of constitutional law. They lamented that they're not the Supreme Court, so they just have to follow what the Supreme Court said.
Mm-hmm.
But this is wrong. And Matt, this is a kind of a case where these judges soundly criticize the Supreme Court, saying, our job is only to apply what the Supreme Court has stated, but what the Supreme Court has stated is really an aberration of constitutional law. And here's the result. This is the kind of a case that could easily go to the United States Supreme Court with a new justice, like Brett Kavanaugh, and could be a decision that would ultimately overturn the abortion decisions of Roe versus Wade in 1973 and Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992.
And this case is spot on in terms of trying to gauge Kavanaugh's previous statements on Roe v. Wade, on abortion. He sits on a court of appeals, just like these justices sit on a court of appeals. The court of appeals are bound by Supreme Court precedent. They cannot change Supreme Court precedent. So when a lot of even conservatives and pro-lifers are kind of freaking out that Kavanaugh has stated publicly, well, yeah, I mean, when he was going through his hearings for the D.C. Court of Appeals, he said, well, yeah, no, Roe v. Wade is Supreme Court precedent. I can't change that. That is precedent.
And that's exactly what these judges said.
Exactly. But guess what?
But they don't like it.
No, they don't. And they understand that it's totally an aberration of the U.S. Constitution. But Kavanaugh, understand this, a Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh can change Supreme Court precedent.
And that's a huge difference. So don't get riled up when you see something of an appellate court judge saying, yeah, that's established Supreme Court precedent. That would be a judge that is not an activist judge, that they believe that they have to apply their superior court's rulings. But that's what these judges said. We have to apply it. We don't like it. And frankly, it's an aberration of law. It distorts the entire constitutional law. Here's a special concurrence by one of the judges, Judge Dubina. She says, I write separately to agree on record with Justice Thomas's concurring opinion in Gonzalez versus Carhart, and with whom then Justice Scalia also joined. Specifically, Justice Thomas wrote, quote, I write separately to reiterate my view that the court's abortion jurisprudence, including Casey and Roe versus Wade, listen to this, has no basis in the Constitution, close quote. Now, that's exactly the issue that can come before the U.S. Supreme Court when this kind of a case, and this likely will be petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Because it's not really their job, is it, to make laws like Roe versus Wade where you legalize abortion? That's not really their job, is it?
It's not their job at all. It's certainly not the job of the Supreme Court.
No, it's activists, in fact.
And when you have a lower federal court, those lower federal courts feel that they, or most judges feel that they are bound by the higher court.
Well, that's what Judge Dubina, that's what Judge Dubina wrote on the record. In his opinion, he says, the problem I have, as noted in the chief judge's opinion, is that I am not on the Supreme Court, and as a federal appellate judge, I am bound by my oath to follow all of the Supreme Court precedents, whether I agree with them or not. So when, again, when Kavanaugh says, oh yeah, Roe v. Wade is settled law, it is in terms of Supreme Court precedent, but, you know, Buck v. Bell was settled law. So was the Dred Scott decision. Those were settled law. They were overturned.
So we have great hope with an appropriate Supreme Court justice, such as Kavanaugh. We have hope to overturn this Roe versus Wade, right?
Right, because the Supreme Court is not bound by its own decisions.
Hmm.
They can overturn their own decisions because they're at the same level. But a lower court can't overturn the Supreme Court, and a lower court's supposed to follow the higher court. Just for example, like a lower district court in the federal level has to follow the Court of Appeals of that particular circuit. Then the circuit court has to follow the opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court, there's nothing superior to it. It is the Supreme Court. It can change bad decisions. And it just did in the last term with the 40-plus-year-old precedent that elevated forced unionism above the First Amendment. They reversed that decision.
So you have Supreme Court justices that aren't really following their job description, correct?
Oh, well, that's how we got Roe versus Wade. That's how we got the same-sex marriage, a Obergefell decision.
So that's why some of these legislators are against Kavanaugh, who's going through these hearings this week, right? Because he wants to follow his job description. He's been interviewed by people who don't really want him to follow the job description on the Supreme Court, right?
Right. It's like an employer that has a job description. You're interviewing with it. Now you have to interview with 100 people because there's 100 senators.
Because he's already gone through weeks
of
this.
And one group of the senators say in the job description, we want you to follow the job description. The job description is you interpret the law, not make the law.
Correct.
Fine. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Then the next person you interview with, I don't like our job description. I want to change the job description. You have to make the law, not interpret the law, particularly when it comes to these hot button social issues like abortion and same-sex marriage and other things as well. And so that's really the kind of debate.
Think about the frustration he's going through with that, though. I mean, really.
This decision here for the abortion, here's what they went into detail. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org, and look at this press release, because we quote extensively from the Court of Appeals decision. And this press release, by the way, was picked up by a lot of media, and they quoted verbatim from our press release, paragraph after paragraph. And in their decision, they describe what dismemberment abortion is, the so-called dilation and extraction. And what do they say is this? And they actually even quote Justice Kennedy for part of this description.
And they refer to our amicus brief as well that we
they
filed.
They refer to our amicus brief because we filed an amicus brief on behalf of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American College of Pediatricians. They cite to it twice.
Right. Well, that Alabama law that we talked about,
They describe this as reaching into the uterus, grabbing with a forceps a body part, like an arm, pulling the body against a force where you have an immovable object, like against the interior of the uterus, so that it can't move, pulling and twisting, piece by piece, like you're taking...
Ripping a child to
a
pieces.
A chicken leg or wing off of a cooked chicken.
Ugh.
And this is a live person, and they say in here that this is a live unborn child. And they describe it, and they describe it in a way so that it's obviously what it is, but it's revolting. And they say, this is what the Supreme Court says is okay, something of that nature.
And somehow constitutional.
Somehow that is protected by the Constitution. That's why they say this is just simply an aberration of constitutional law.
Which the very basis of the Constitution is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the first being life.
Yeah,
and without life, there's no Constitution.
This case is begging the Supreme Court to ultimately come back to the Constitution and thus reverse this kind of insanity. Well, that's why this confirmation hearing of Judge Brett Kavanaugh that's continuing today is so important, because he replaces Kennedy, who ultimately was the swing vote in 1992 that continued to uphold Roe versus Wade, the abortion decision. And if you have a constitutionalist that will be opposed to the aberration of constitutional law, that wants to interpret rather than apply the law, then the abortion decision, as soon as a case like this comes before the high court, those decisions can be reversed. Roe versus Wade could be reversed within a year or two. So pray for this case. We are on the precipice of incredible change and opportunity in America. Go to lc.org, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, donate page, learn how you can be a partner with this ministry.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.